Welcome to the Body of Change podcast. It's me, Dr. Lisa. And we're on May 28th, 2020. And today's focus is going to be the body of change and the possibilities with bodies. And I'm in the midst of a telecall series entitled The Body of Change. And this whole podcast is entitled The Body of Change. And the telecall series will lead into a book. I've already got partially all of it together. However, doing this Zoom telecall series with six other facilitators, today actually at 12:30, Central Standard Time. So in just 2 hours, all the facilitators that are joining me for this series and I are coming together, going all in on what we know about our bodies as change and our bodies as possibilities and our own story and our own journey with them. And that's the, I'm so excited about it because this time in our lives right now, we're going to give you a couple of tips about your body and change. So I'm asking you today, is your body ready for a change? Are you and is your body tired of, let's say, feeling fatigued or that same chronic pain that it wakes up with, or perhaps not waking up rested and tired, maybe, you know, slugging down some coffee in the morning to just jolt yourself up? Is your body bored with your lifestyle? Are you creating enough in your life? And is your body satisfied, you know, with that creation? Yeah, I know this might be weird to hear me talking about your body as like another entity, another person, but it is the vehicle that we live in on this planet that we really don't pay that great of attention to. I know I didn't. I've done this whole podcast and you've heard a lot of stories. You know, we're only 14 episodes in, but I've got a lot to tell about my body of change and my body as possibility. And so answering from your body, from yourself, and not necessarily from your mind. Okay. Having communication, which is what this whole podcast is about, a new way of communicating with your body, for you, for the planet, for your relationships, for your business, and for the world. And I personally believe that having a healthy and happy body can literally heal this planet. And if you're listening to the news right now, which I'm not going to get into, at least not here, maybe on Facebook, about all the craziness that is going on right now, and I'm not just talking about the pandemic. People are so out of touch with themselves, even though the earth told us to all take a seat and reset in a certain way. Many of us will. I know many, many thousands of people that are, and many people will not. And some of the things that are going on the news today are so indicative of that, which infuriates me. However, it also, that infuriation is a potency, and that potency gets me to get on these podcasts and do my Zooms and do all the things that I do to counsel and coach people beyond their limitations, beyond their decisions, beyond their unhappiness, and around their abuses and tragedies and traumas. And what I mean by around does not mean a Band-Aid. I mean getting to the weed, changing it, getting it out of your life so that you can actually start thriving and living radically alive. That to me is the overarching theme of how to live with a body and how to live in my body as a body on this planet. So I've had many different experiences with my body and all those things I said earlier about waking up fatigued and is your body bored and are you tired of the same pain and those sorts of things, just a general melancholy or maudlin reality that I created. And in creating my body now, 4 to 5 years into a choice that my body woke me up to when I was sick and didn't even know it, and way sicker than I ever meant. The kind of sickness that takes over your body, but also takes over your mind and takes over all your choices, and nothing seems positive, nothing seems possible. Everything is so heavy and dense and just trudging around. Woe is me, and nothing's working. Yeah, I was there, and so was my body, 80 pounds heavier than what I am right now. And sick, 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 and mentally sick as well, from the sickness. Do you know that? That an overarching physical illness / disease could easily take over your mental and emotional wellness. And because the disease is like taking over your body, so this other energy is taking over you. Do you feel like you've been taken over by something? And you know that the body and what you're feeling and how you're living and what you're thinking right now, currently, is not your destiny. Are you more focused on the tragedy than the triumph? Are you more focused on the problems versus the possibilities? Are you more into being disgusted versus being creative? Is there a cog in your wheel and it's called your body because you're not listening to it, you're not paying attention to it, you're not communicating with it? And I mean in all ways, like literally. You know, the three top tools that I could give you to see your body as a possibility and to respond to your body's desire for a change is, one, literally ask your body before you put anything in your mouth or prepare anything what it actually wants and how much of what it wants. And that means, like, when you go out to a restaurant and you order a meal, you don't actually have to eat the whole thing. You don't actually have to eat half of it. You don't even have to eat a quarter of it. You can literally have two or three bites and take the rest home or share it with someone. Because maybe in that moment, all your body wants is those two or three bites. Most of us will order it and eat the whole thing because we feel like we should. And we never realize that our stomach is usually the size of our fist. And, you know, we eat because that navigation system is disconnected between us and our bodies, especially us and our stomach. And so we eat as an act of doing instead of eating as a homeopathic for being, including, you know, with drinking. So that's the one communication. The other communication is, or the other tool that I would say about really becoming a little bit more aware of your body as a possibility and your body of change, would be to give it some space and time with yourself to do some journaling about how it's actually doing. Body, talk to me. How are you actually doing? So if you have that pain, let the pain write. And what would it say? What would it speak? And write until you're done. Give yourself like 15 minutes. If you have a maudlin outlook or depressed outlook or something like that, what is the heaviness? If the heaviness could speak, if the self-pity or the self-flagellation or the self-hatred or the depression could speak, give it a voice on paper. What would it say? Because it's your body talking. What would it say to you that your mind has blocked you from hearing? You'll get some fruitful information. I know I always do. And I used to be the one that was like, I don't want to write it down because I didn't want to know. And then, you know, 4 or 5 years ago, I just decided I do want to know. It has cost me way too much to not know. And if it's in pain, it's very simple. If the pain in your body could speak, what would it say? Because usually most people are disconnected from their body because they refuse to receive everything and they believe that their body is nothing. When you believe that your body is nothing, you leave your body behind in everything. And when you leave your body behind in everything, you're just a head bobbing around in the world in this container called a body, and you let anything happen, you let anyone do anything to you, and you become a victim of this reality. However, if you're in the body of change and you're in communication with your body and you're using some of these tips and tools that I put on all these podcasts, you're actually beginning to live in the magic, the mystery, the miracle, the possibility, and the profitability of what it actually means to be a body. You know? And that would be my third tool, is to ask your body, what does it actually mean to be a body? Like for me, my body knows that it bees, if you will, very physical. I have to do something. I don't say have to like an obligation. I have to do something as if I would feed my child or walk my puppy or take a shower every day. It's kind of just like something I do to be a good friend to myself. And one of those things is I'm very physical. I have to do something exercise-wise every day. Get out in the fresh air, get into the gym. I do kickboxing. I keep it interesting. Tennis, swimming, whatever. And no less than 30 minutes a day. And that changes my world, literally and physiologically. And my body is happier. That's how I know that my body is happier, because I give that to it no matter what. And I actually do it first thing. I have created a morning routine that I just love, and nothing gets in the way of it. I get up very early to have time and space for myself. I sit at what I call my creation station, and I listen to my body, I listen to my business, I ask questions, and I create my day, and I put my asks forward for the day and how I can be utilized and be of service and be a contribution to the world and to the planet every single day. And then there's some readings that I do and some intention setting, and it's different every day. And certainly I include a gratitude list. And part of that gratitude list is thanking my body for all the ways that it can move every single day that I've never paid attention to. So I ask my body what it wants. And that's one of the ways that I do that. The physical thing is what it's told me, and I do that. And I also, and I know that I use my body in my work every day. Even as I'm standing for hours upon hours every day, since we've been quarantined on Zoom, all over the world, doing my workshops, doing my classes. Like in just a couple of minutes, I'll do my book club on The Lies of Money and be standing for an hour. And then after that, I have the Body of Change telecall for another hour. And then I have a translator meeting with my, you know, team of translators all over the world, where I support and contribute to them, and for all that they support and contribute to me. And I do all this standing all day long. And so one of the ways that I listen to my body is I start this morning routine for myself for a couple of hours, including the exercise, because I know the rest of the day is devoted to how I can be a contribution to the world and people in my life and my puppy and, you know, admin stuff in addition to the business. And then when I'm done at the end of my day, I make sure that I take care of my body and celebrate with something that nurtures it for all it's done in the standing and given out today. Sometimes that'll be a massage. Sometimes it'll be getting my nails done. Sometimes it'll be going to the stretch zone and being stretched for 30 minutes. That is a really cool thing if you live in an area that has a stretch zone. I gotta tell you, it's my first time having it in Texas, and I love it. Having someone stretch you, best thing ever. Sometimes it's sitting with friends. Sometimes it's going out to dinner. Sometimes it's these days, sitting on Zoom with a friend and playing a game. Sometimes what I've really enjoyed recently is laying on my bed and reading for the pleasure of it, something that my body loves, and listening to this kind of brain sinking instrumental music. I start with myself and I end with myself at the end of the day. And then I give out as a contribution all day long, whether it's individual sessions or telecalls or classes or book clubs. I am in the effect of the giver and I receive so much. So my body is constantly addressing the needs and concerns as I coach people through really deep stuff, life changes, relationships, health, money, business, career, finances, addictions, dual diagnosis, whatever it is. My body loves doing it. It feels so accomplished in all that I get to give. And that's what I mean. Like, if you're bored and your body tells you you're bored and you just feel like there's no point and you don't have any kind of joy, you're not asking big enough and you're not communicating with your body well enough to hear what it might like to add to your life. So what could you inject, if you will, into your life today by making your body a priority every day? What could you inject into your life today that by making your body a priority every day? And how may that change your body? I'm sure as you're even listening to this, there are some ideas. Write them down because you will forget them. And what do I mean is like body is possibility? Well, I know as I'm standing and doing my Zooms or sitting here doing this podcast or working with people live or online, my body gives me information about their bodies and what I could contribute to them energetically. My body, people love to talk to me and they love to listen. They love to hear my insights about their problem areas. It has always been like that. I've never had to try or do it. I've had plenty of education and training, which is just what you just do in this reality, but it's always been so simple and easy for me because I know what I have not had, and I've learned that most of us have not had that too. And it has taken my acknowledgement of the not-haves, letting my body get to 80 pounds heavier than it is now and getting sick so many different times until I woke up and started listening to my body, gives me the fuel and the inspiration to take care of it and be a really good friend to it no matter what, and then to congratulate it and acknowledge it for how it's a good coach or counselor or facilitator or therapist or instructor or certified trainer, whatever it is that I'm being. And it is my most important asset. And it took me a lot of years to know that, to get to that. But I'm here now. And I'm so grateful that I get to share these little tidbits with you. And perhaps it'll start speaking to your molecules to wake yourself up out of the disillusionment, disembodiment, disconnection, and dissociation that this reality somnambulantly keeps us sleepwalking away from our bodies, our intuition, our knowing. Our body perceives, our body receives, our body intuits, our body knows. That's what clairsentience is. You know, the clairvoyance, clairaudience, the hearing, and then clairsentience, the feeling. My body tells me if something or someone is safe or dangerous. It tells me yes, and it tells me no. And it tells me yes and in alignment with my mind, and it tells me no when I'm not in alignment with my mind. And I change my answers or my actions based on that navigation system. My body is my barometer, and what it perceives and knows and receives and bees, if you will, I am in direct communion with that every single day. And I start out my day like that. I've said this before, put your hand on your thymus, your hand on your pubic bone. High body, high body, high body. High me, high me, high me. High earth, high earth, high earth. Body, talk to me. How can you contribute to me today? And what can I insert in my life today that will keep me in communion with you every day? So just to remind you, ask your body what it would like to eat or drink. Start there. Ask your body what it would like to do. Start there and just do it. Ask your body what it would like to say. Write it down and start this communication. It's there. You just have to take some actions to get yourself to know it's there. But it's there. And it is just like a puppy, forgiving beyond measure, unconditional. Even when your body gets angry at you, and even if you judge it and hate it, it is still unconditionally yours. And it would rather develop a relationship with you that is a co-creationship than a relationship that is based on what you learned in this reality, which is disconnection, denial, dissociation, and defending against your own navigation system. Your body knows. Your body knows. Your being senses, but your body knows. So what does your body know that it's been attempting to get across to you that you haven't been listening to because you believe that your body doesn't know? Or you were never taught that you had the choice to allow your body to inform you to know. So take those suggestions. Feel free to practice some of those tools and suggestions. You'll never know if you never act. Stop using reasons and justifications. I don't want to journal. I don't want to ask my body. I seem crazy. You know what? If you look on the internet and you see pictures of me 80 pounds heavier and see pictures of me now, it might bring a different awareness to you. I know firsthand of what it takes to create the body of change, the way that your body would like to be, to live without pain, to live without depression, to live without anxiety, to live without addictions, to live without sickness, to live without trauma, to live without tragedy, to live without drama, and to live as knowing and in communion with my body as my ally in healing. Because it does more for people energetically than I could ever state. And it's done more for me energetically than I can ever thank it for. But every single day, I have gratitude. Always gratitude. All right, my friends. If you'd like some information about the Body of Change, it's not too late to join. You'll get the recordings, and there's still a call series for the next 2 weeks. You can go to www.drlisacooney.com/events and just scroll down. There's a lot there, and look for the Body of Change. All right, my friends, thanks for listening. Pop a note to me somehow, wherever this is posted. Let me know any comments you'd like to share, questions you'd like to ask, topics you'd like to hear about. I'm always willing to listen. Not only to my body, but to you as well. Be you, beyond anything. Create magic and live your roar. Thanks for listening.